ABC News. I'm Richard Cancer. Social Security Administration says Social Security and Medicare are doing better than last year, but still need to do better.
If everything stays the same, no changes for better or worse, the Social Security Trust Fund will run out of money by 2035. But that's actually a year better than projected last year. Trustees credit the strong jobs market and wage growth, which means more contributions to Social Security. Says the fund won't get more solvent until Congress acts.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. One person known dead in a suspected tornado that ripped Barnsdall, Oklahoma. Osage County Sheriff says there have been quite a few injuries, too, in multiple
overnight
houses.
Overnight, a low of 53 with some rain,
search
possibly a thunderstorm.
Continues.
A high Tuesday of 74. Tuesday night,
Egypt
mostly cloudy, isolated showers or thunderstorms early,
proposal,
a low of 49.
It does not
Wednesday, breaks of sun
demands,
and still mild. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the evening, a high of 73.
This is ABC
Thursday, 60 with rain likely in the morning. Friday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers by late evening.
And
Saturday, mostly cloudy with spotty showers possible, a high of 63.
Contaminated with listeria. The products were shipped to Publix warehouses in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina, and Dollar Tree warehouses in South Carolina and Georgia. No reports of illness. Arkansas replacing its two statues on display at the U.S. Capitol.
Every state's allowed two statues in the U.S. Capitol complex. Arkansas figures in its history not considered obscure, so it's replacing them with statues of civil rights leader Maisie Bates, who mentored the nine black students who segregated Little Rock Central High School in 1957, and Johnny Cash, born in Kingsland, who sold 90 million records worldwide. Rock, blues, folk, and gospel, including protest songs opposing racial discrimination. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cancer, ABC News.
This past week, the far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills aimed the float that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it.
Milwaukee's Gary Sanchez with a two-run homer. On the mound, Bryce Wilson held the Royals scoreless through the first six innings. Then KC came back, a 3-1 rally in the seventh, followed by some plays too close to call. Pat Murphy.
Two real close calls at the end. I'm not questioning the umpires. I'm just saying two real close calls at the end changed the game. We got to do more. You know, we didn't hit with a runner in scoring position until that time.
NFL Packers coaches meeting with the media. What's it like not having left tackle David Bakhtiari?
Or, I mean, it's always sad when stuff like that happens. Obviously, he was such a huge part here for such a long time.
phenomenal player, phenomenal leader. It's just been different. Like last year, other guys had to step up and basically take the room over. And that's where you saw guys like Elton and Josh Myers really, you know, just become the leaders of the room. That was fun to watch.
That's the Packers offensive coordinator, Adam Stenberg. Sports on my By sunrise, we will be in the mid-50s, increasing clouds and gusty southeast winds. Showers and storms for your Tuesday, still on the breezy side, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Maggie Dawn.
On my next show, I'll be saving my love for you. I've been waiting for a heart that's true. I'm also going to break down the truck for the new magazine. Got it. Fact-check the heck out of that one.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what you see on Twitter. I hope you had a good weekend. We have a very, very busy show today. Joining us at 10:33, we are going to look again at Project 2025. This is online. It's available. It's like 1,000 pages long, but it is pretty much a blueprint for what would happen under a second Trump administration and the ramifications of that for our democracy and essentially for all of us. So we're going to be joined at 10:33 by retired Major General Randy Manner. He's going to join us. He is with the National Security Leaders for America. We have talked to some of their members before, including retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson from a couple of months ago. So if you have questions about Project 2025, if you want to email those in or just text them in at 855-752-4842, you can do that right now. Also, next hour, Taurus versus deer.
Oh, boy.
And this is a really big problem, and I didn't realize until we found this article, Greg, that this is a massive problem around the country, and Wisconsin is, like, in the top five.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As far as car deer collisions and what that means and the number of deaths. A shocking Jimmy number of deaths. So we're going to talk to Kip at 16, Adams, he got a new who is with the National Deer Association, which I did not realize was a thing.
I did not realize it wasn't in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not based in Wisconsin. Isn't that interesting? He's going to join us to talk about that and what we can do to try and protect ourselves and to avoid.
Yes.
If at all. We're going to start off, though, with a little update on South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. We talked about her on Friday. Difficulty trying to get her story straight about why she shot her country club. That's changed a little bit in just a couple of days. And then Kristi Noem was all over the Sunday morning talk shows yesterday. In her book, she claims that she met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
That seems like a pretty unforgettable thing.
Yeah, you but wouldn't remember that, yes. Right? Got men waiting in and Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation the right asked her about this yesterday. Come on, let's play it from her.
So you write about lessons learned in leadership, and you bring up some specific incidents I want to ask you about. You talk about meeting some world leaders, and one specific one, quote, "I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all." Did you meet Kim Jong-un? You know, it seems this was brought to my attention. I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage, and I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days, and that this will be in place, and that people will have the updated version. So you did not meet Kim Jong-un. got it made. I've met with many world leaders. Many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I talk extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm just not going to do that.
But you said in your book that you met Kim Jong-un.
She meant you have to buy the book.
But she apparently removed this passage about meeting Kim Jong-un.
Which
isn't that kind of what she implied there?
Yeah.
She did some edits. She did some edits.
I have questions. I have a couple questions. So that was Sunday. Yesterday. The book comes out
tomorrow.
If edits are being done, that means that the second edition. Because the first editions are sitting in the bookstores right now, waiting for people ever to buy them.
Right, they're either going to have to not release the first run.
Yeah.
Right?
Recall the entire run.
Recall all of them. And then reissue it. And the other thing that's just jumped out at me is that Christine Noem voiced the audiobook.
Yes.
So that would mean that this passage that was allegedly incorrect, she read it into a microphone as part of the audiobook. So,
hey, Mr. DJ,
as the words
can
are coming out of her
request?
Mouth, does she not recognize the words
somebody
that she's saying?
I love just
well, also, that
left.
Means that her ghostwriter has so much power.
And if I know her, she'll drive all
she just
night
gave her
along.
A bunch of notes, walked away, and said, write a book, and I'll come back, and whatever.
And she just might so have her
she was either, she's either lying.
Yeah, pray she has her
one which wonder.
I'd like to do a little bit of theater really quick. Just be really quick, please. And you ask the big question. You say,
something
so
that'll
you
turn her car around.
And I will play Christy Noem. And I will do what Christy Noem should have just done to make this a whole lot simpler.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
I'm Mark
she
Brennan.
Just yep.
Have
I am
her
Christy Noem.
So, Governor Noem.
Yeah, pray she has
are you
her
saying you did not meet
on.
With North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un?
Play something
that is correct. And thank you. See you.
Yeah, and she was complaining, she tweeted yesterday, this morning in our 15-minute interview, Margaret Brennan interrupted me 36 times, once every 25 seconds on average. You know what, Ms. Noem? There's a reason for that. It's called lying. If you appear on a program and you're interrupted constantly, it might be because, number one, you're not answering the question that was asked.
All the
you
time.
Are dancing around the question that was asked.
Broken hearts
and you don't
up
want to answer
lines.
Any questions because you just want to use this as a little campaign stop so you can speak
that special
yeah.
Song.
And it also goes back to
she just might have her radio
just,
on.
And yeah, I think this is like a lot of politics. It's not just,
it's not just Republicans.
Yeah. So it's just something that you can't be wrong. You can't go back and say, I was incorrect. Instead of this, I won't speak on this. I've talked to many of them. Also, how would the parents of those kids you talk would feel that you compared their children to Kim Jong-un? Like, that's the other dude. I've stared down the eyes of a lot of little dictators. They're, I was like, no, that's not cool. They don't talk like that.
She's
I wonder if her church has admonished her for her behavior towards animals.
There's something that'll
speaking of,
yeah.
The whole shooting Cricket the hunting dog, the 14-month-old dog,
let her know
it started out
really
that he ruined a hunt and he killed some chickens and turned around to fight.
Yes.
That has now grown into he's a livestock killer. He's fighting all kinds of people.
Which I don't think that part's in the book. I think just the book has the simple, the original story. Because that's what she went with, because that's what she thought everyone would love
hey,
and
Mr.
identify
DJ,
with. Now
can
she's,
I make a request?
Instead of once again saying, the dog community has come to tell me that I did incorrectly. And while I disagree, maybe,
The longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on country and community. WRCO-FM 100.9.
It was un-American. And from what I understand, they support Ukraine, too, that dog. So we got to get rid of it.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
This little statistic came up this morning. 32% of Trump supporters say Kristi Noem killing her dog is acceptable.
Yeah.
39% say it is unacceptable.
No, I don't know how many of Trump supporters said that when the story first broke. I do know that the day of and after the story broke, the right and the left started uniting and saying, yeah, this ain't cool. So I'm assuming that the ones who still, this is bad behavior from a bad person, popping up Trump supporters. Whereas, I guess Trump is like, this is great.
Oh, well, and we talked about that on Friday. That certainly, I think it's pretty well known that Donald Trump hates dogs.
Yeah.
And so many of his insults are, he died like a dog. So whenever everything is like a dog, it's not like he's terribly fond of dogs. And there was plenty of speculation that she put this in her book to impress him because she wants to be his running mate as vice president.
Andrew Vermaid on the live stream says, do you think with all this publicity about her book, she will make the bestsellers list?
Oh.
People buying it to read it to see what she has to say. I think it'll probably be on Amazon bestseller.
Bestseller.
There'll be people who. And that's the thing, too. That's the other thing, too, is the whole reason why we know about the dog book is because the press gets it when it's copies. So that goes back to my original point of, at the very least, it's going to be the second edition that has these changes. Because the first edition is going to be full of all these fun facts that people are going to go over real, real closely. And I can't wait for this weekend when all of it just, it's just going to be. Did you see what Kristi Noem also did? She invented the pencil.
It was incredible.
Yes.
It was. It was incredible.
Kristi Watch, day 3, or day 15, or whatever.
But to go back to your point about, you're right, now it's double down on everything.
Yes.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. Rather than own it, I'm just going to double down on it.
So because
admitting I made a mistake is as like a
That sounds like real personal responsibility.
Worth my time. That's so sad.
What a moral lesson for the children.
Really, that's so sad.
Yeah, it really is because, we move on in this society. Someone says, if she said, yeah, it was a mistake, she would be like, all right, there's some hatred, there's some remorse. I'm still not going to vote for her, but, she's not a monster. Now she just sounds like a dog point monster. Her story's
interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow because she's going to keep talking.
But I don't know if that's doing. We'll see if this does her good or not. Again, 32% of Trump supporters say her killing the dog was just fine.
And that's where it differs from Trump. Trump can take a story like this and he can turn it into millions and billions of dollars of free press that really help him. This is, she's not.
And there was a lot of that floating around on social media yesterday, too. Yeah. I am surprised this close to the election. We have all the details on the way next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Maher on air. This is Pacific Media Radio Network. We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said,
Maggie Don Show, weekdays from 2 till 4. Use a man radio station and on the the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you.
Congratulations to the seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. This message is brought to you by the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, Walsh's Ace, and Muscadet Mini
Mart. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic
Brian
Safety
from Walsh.
Administration,
right now we are
Project
having
Yellow
a deal
Light,
on
and
two
the
of our most popular steel chainsaws, the
You're
MS-170 or the MS-162.
WRC.
Both come with a 16-inch
You're
bar
listening
and
to
chain
pre-recorded
for only
$179.99
till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet Store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always,
good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt
Trading
Nair,
Post
Greg
and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bowl retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday.
So go to wherever
Saturday,
you get your apps and download the Civic
Media app.
Attention
farmers and folks in need of quality supplies.
Mention
Engine
this
Creek
before
Farm
we
Store
it into
has
the
got
break.
You covered.
Milwaukee Mayor
located
Johnson announcing
Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine
Milwaukee
Creek Farm Store is your local
executive
oasis
director,
for all things
Whittle,
farm and machinery supplies.
Deputy
From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all.
6 months
and guess what?
The November
Engine
election.
Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days.
Especially
give them a call at 608-528.
Both constitutional amendments, but also the fact that
the shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want.
So it's going to be
no one has a better selection of shoes than the shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The shoebox is the place to go.
That it was the Republican-led legislature that would not allow them to start counting absentee ballots.
The shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth.
Well,
stop by and receive service.
A bipartisan bill in the assembly to allow this to happen. And they were fine. Like, let it happen. Let them count. Devin Lemahieu, the state, who is currently enjoying, I think this is the beginning of month one of that 10-month break they're taking, month two they're into. He said, I don't want to take it up. And when asked, he's like, that's not my job to take these things up. It's like, this is your job. You run the Senate. This is important. So now, in November, on the night of, you're going to be sitting here, either your cohorts are going to be saying, well, no, Milwaukee's just taking and doing ballot dumps and taking so much time.
Exactly.
You could have done something you didn't.
Well, that was a choice.
Exactly.
That was a very specific choice. Exactly so they can go and complain about it and make all these false claims about ballot dumps.
Yeah.
It's the largest city in the state. It's going to take longer than Mayville.
Ballot, ballot dumps. But that's what happens. New ballots come in, you gotta count them. All over. It takes time. That's democracy. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's better when it's done correctly.
And it takes time. It just does. I saw Lara Trump on Fox over the weekend saying that no ballots should be counted after Election Day. Now, I might be wrong about this because we just did talk to someone from America's Democrats Abroad and Voting Abroad. And I'm not sure if they get a little grace period as far as a couple days to make sure that their ballots get here on time. But if you're saying that at midnight on election night, all counting has to stop, that's not accurate. That's not going to be an accurate count.
Yeah. Well, and also it's just, I just get that. I know it's not going to happen. Former president went on the press conference at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, we're going to tell the Supreme Court to stop counting. We won. That's it. Like, that's my big fear now, that someone's just going to come and be like, no, we're done. It's fine. We didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that should concern a lot of folks when you consider that your ballot might actually not get counted because, no, we're stopping right now. It's midnight. Boom, we're done.
Yep. We win. You lose.
And then Republican National Committee co-chair Michael Whatley was on WISN's Up Front this weekend. Whatley replacing former chair Ronna McDaniel when she got pushed out. He says they will continue encouraging Republicans to vote early. Despite the former president saying that that's all fraud.
Whatever. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I think I said it before, but I'll say it again. Poor Brian Schumann. Just trying to push this. He's trying. It's the only new thing they're doing that's shiny and fun. Everything else is the same old, lying, putting it on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. It's. But, oh, man.
Michael Whatley is saying yesterday, quote, look, over 50% of all voters are going to be voting before Election Day this cycle. We need to be talking to the voters before they go vote. The key for us is if you want to vote by mail, great. If you want to vote early, great. If you want to vote on Election Day, great. Make a plan and stick to the plan and make sure you get that ballot in, unquote. And yet, the leader of your party is saying, no, it's all fraud. You have to vote on Election Day. Otherwise, it's fraud. It's easy to cheat. It's bad, 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 bad.
I wonder how many Trump voters were just going to be like, that's the one point they'll be like, yes, totally.
I took you home.
Like, they're going to let him just
do his thing,
but, like, I wonder how many Trump voters are going to really just because, like, yeah, that's one where I disagree with him, but I won't say it out loud because I don't destroy him in any sort of social media. But I think we're going to see an explosion of early voting on both sides. Because it's just also very convenient.
It is. It's extremely convenient.
How convenient is it, Jay?
It's so convenient that no one should
I agree. You can go to mymo.wi.gov and order absentee ballots for the rest of the fill them up for whoever you want. You want to write in Mickey Mouse? I would suggest it, but whatever. You want to whoever you want. Send me the ballots. Go through the process. Send them up, and then you don't have to worry about it. Don't have to worry about it. Something can happen.
All I hear is thunder as I
peel away. Absolutely. That's whether we're going to get it. I just find that it's going to be interesting to follow this and see how these two completely divergent messages.
Yeah.
Major General Randy Banner is with the National Security Leaders for America. One of their fellow members is the retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson. We're going to talk about NATO and the importance of Ukraine. Randy Banner will be talking to us about Project 2025, what this will do to America. To me and you know there's a lot in there.
Yeah, and please listen. And listen with an open ear.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, most definitely. Background, but station news is next, right here. You're listening to Man There on Air, across the city, every unit.
Disaster's getting closer every time. The 90 miles an hour down the dead end
Security Administration says Social Security and Medicare are doing better than last year, but still need to be better. If everything stays the same, no changes for better or worse, the Social Security Trust Fund will run out of money by 2035. But that's actually a year better than projected last year. Trustees credit the strong jobs market and wage growth, which means more contributions to Social Security. The report says the fund won't get more solvent until Congress ABC's Chuck Severson. One person known dead in a tornado, a suspected tornado that ripped Barnsdall, Oklahoma. The Osage County Sheriff says there have been quite a few injuries, too, and multiple houses destroyed and damaged. Search for survivors continues. Hamas announced its acceptance of the Egypt Qatar brokered ceasefire proposal. Now Israel says it does not meet its core demands, and it is pushing ahead with an assault on the city of Rafah. This is ABC News. I know I can
count on this is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Already scheduled for Tuesday, but neither item is on the agenda. Money was enough and held up for the school year. University of Wisconsin Assistant President Jay Rothman says he won't rule out police for moving tents again from campus like they did in Madison last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety of the school and the campus ultimately.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Hollywood's first contribution to summer blockbuster season is The Fall Guy. The movie is a little too full of itself. As one would expect, there are great stunts and fun action scenes interwoven with complete silliness and ridiculousness, including Emily Blunt singing a karaoke song from another movie. If you're looking for silly escapism and can muscle through sappy dialogue, you might like The Fall Guy. America's getting 40% less sex than it did in 2000, at least when it comes to the movies. According to a study for The Economist, data scientist Stephen Follows found that the biggest dips in on-screen friskiness have been seen in action and thriller movies. Romance films have seen the smallest decline. The same study says there's actually been an uptick in violence, and the drug use and profanity are still alive and well in the movies. In a related story, the pornography industry has grown by 7,000,000%. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rod Price. Some showers, even some rumbles of thunder moving in through the overnight. By sunrise, we will be in the mid-50s, increasing clouds and dusty southeast winds. Showers and storms for your Tuesday. Still on the breezy side, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
The Todd Alma Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin.
For being love is never what it seems. And you cry just a little bit.
Civic Media Radio Station and on the app, Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
Just a little bit, cry just a little bit. Every night we have to whisper goodbye. Well, I cry just a little bit,
cry just a little bit.
Civic Media.
I know it's crazy and I don't know.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Cry just a little bit.
Are you in on the night?
downtown Waukesha, you can always join the conversation. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us. Retired Major General Randy Manner is with us, and you are with the organization called National Security Leaders for America. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good morning, James. I'm so thrilled to be here today. It's always great to tell great stories and interact with
students. This is so important. Randy, the Project 2025, we were mentioning right before we went to the news. It's almost 1,000 pages long. It's really long, as well as the other blueprint for conservative leadership, which is also another long screen. It is essentially a blueprint for what would be a second Trump administration. Before we jump into Project 2025, could you just tell us a little bit about your background and your service to this country?
So I've got 36 years of military service. Started as a lieutenant out of Princeton University, airborne ranger, pathfinder, jump master, jungle master, all the things a young officer does. Then 9/11 happened, and I was recalled as a duty with my unit, the service in the Pentagon. It was literally still smoldering when we showed up. We were the first unit activated.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
The Army Operations Center. And then, to my surprise, it took a long time to get there. The middle was talking to my wife. I came home one day, and she said, "Old Spike's got them ears on. He's not on your trail. He ain't your rest till you're in jail." And
so you've got to duck him, you've got to duck him, you've got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and get it in.
And I said, what about the fact that I took the duck and said, hey, Ross? And he said,
are we going to do what they say can't be done?
He said, are we going to do what they say can't be done?
And he said, all time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your man.
Anyway, thank you, thank you. So I stayed on active duty for another 12 years. One star, then got promoted to 2 star, had the great opportunity to be the deputy commanding general of 3rd Army in Kuwait and Iraq to help get 100,000 soldiers out safely out of Iraq back in 2010. Was responsible for nuclear and chemical weapons of our own.
Jesse was raised in the Hollywood Hills, living the perfect life. Jesse was told what to think, what to wear, what she could and could not buy. Her parents too busy to listen, never gave her the time of day. All Jesse wanted was someone to listen to what she had to say. She said,
you gotta let me be, you gotta let me live my life. Bottom of our hearts, I can't even imagine what that was like all those 36 years. But this certainly gives you an inside perspective that most of us don't have, particularly when it comes to Project 2025 and what this would do to the Department of Defense. And I want to say I saw Kellyanne Conway, who was an advisor to President Trump. She was in the Trump administration. And she essentially said people are going to be surprised by the alacrity with which changes are made. That should scare everybody.
Yes. So the first time Trump was president, no
thanks. He brought his own government struggling to stay on his feet. And, pulling the weight at some dead-end job, just trying to make ends meet. His mother passed 10 years ago, his father ain't never around. Just because he's a poor boy, everybody thinks they can keep him down.
Last man that remind him, I own you 9 to 5.
Jimmy looked down at his calloused hands, and he realized that what Jimmy wants is to know the road.
Screaming, this is me. That means someone cannot grab the rain. Take the car away.
Let it roll.
his dreams. Jimmy really wants.
It's on steroids. It really is. Wild free. At least from what I have read. And oh, yeah. Don't forget, and as you pointed out, Randy, that at least in his first term, he had some people who knew what they were doing. And certainly on the legal side of it, saying, I'm sorry, you can't do that. That's and he's going to get rid of these people. He's not bringing those people back. They're going to do loyalty pledges for everybody.
There was Jimmy on the hood of his car. Think about turning around.
Right now, people are somewhere in that moment. Before the sun surrendered to the night. Like some famous final scene. Jessica Jimmy's eyes. We do not. Out there on that open road, they found a life to call their own. Living young and wild and free, just the way it was meant to be. Jesse and Jimmy on the open road, favorite song playing on the radio. Cranked up loud, singing out of key. Young and wild and finally free. Foot on the pedal, letting it go. Let it rock, let it roll. Man, open road, found their dream. Cause what Jesse really wants. My blunt opinion, an educated opinion, that he can purge the military, all the people who not have allegiance to him within 2 years. And he can do it fast, very dangerous, and very quick. That's also true, by the way, of each of the state national guards as well, where that litmus test could be applied to every single state if the governor so decided, or the president.
People say I'm a crazy. Well,
what you said about the president is the one who appoints the military commanders and as they go with the chain. It just reminds me of all of the acting officials he had in his administration. And that's how he got around some of the firewalls that were in place then. Because they didn't have to go and be approved by Congress. He just made them acting whether they were qualified or not. And so this would just happen on a much larger and a much more drastic scale. And don't forget, when he was in office, he had two buddies in Mar-a-Lago who were advising the DA, weren't they?
Yes. Very sad.
If you're just joining us, retired Major General Randy Manner is with us, and we're talking about Project 2025. And if you have a question, you can certainly text it in at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Essentially, Randy, he could make this his military.
Next week, next month, next year.
Hell, who knows?
I'm just living in the here and now.
How
life getting by somehow? Laughing and talking and drinking it up. I ain't got enough time for thinking too much. There's another beautiful day. I got the wind in my hair, sun on my face. Tomorrow can't bring me down, cause I'm living in the here and now.
Add a third person to your triad of advisors, and that is a JAG or an attorney, because we have to be driven by what is right and what is wrong, so that we are always crystal clear and not go into a gray area. That's one reason why I joined the Eminence Group.
I got the wind in my hair,
the sun on my face. Tomorrow can't bring me down. Cause I'm living in the here and now. In the here and now. Yes, I'm living in the here and now.
Feeling saucy?
Well, and it also
come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
That's a very real possibility as well.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Baskerville. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants prices may vary in tax. Extra.
Hillsboro Senior. Your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Congratulations from House on the Rock, Kraft Funeral and Cremation Service, Buffalo Bell and Central Pharmacy,
because he didn't like to see people standing around with nothing to do.
Wilson Door and Construction.
That still blows my mind.
So, then.
Come celebrate with us at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Fest starting Friday evening, May 17th. The festival kicks off with bounce houses from Thunder Showers and our third annual car cruise-in. Don't miss out on Jose's food truck, Jovita's Kitchen food truck, and Other Brothers Ice Cream at the Riverdale Bus Garage. Also, don't miss our first annual antique and farm tractor pull starting 5 p.m. Until done at West Nebraska Street. Food and beverages matched by the Muscadet Snow Sports. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you to Electric Design, Flair Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware for being proud sponsors of the festival.
People did not know
Schmidt
what
Woodland
to do.
Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Right? In the execution,
right?
I'm talking about in the exercise, not actually in the COVID. There are measures we could have taken that would not have negatively impacted our economy as much as they were, and very important, we could have been materials.
Ain't nothing so precious as a firstborn child to call a little angel they wandered for a while. You dear mama violent, you proud daddy Dale, I know in the name you they surely meant well, but by Dale, yeah, by Dale, yeah.
And again, we talk about this all the time, we have very short memories. People forget what it was like 4 years ago at the very beginning of the pandemic and all of the Jared Kushner, it's not our responsibility to supply PPE to all the states. What do we look like, a store? If the governor of a blue state calls and isn't nice to me, I'm not going to give them. This is all worth remembering. All right, we are going to keep going with this. Our guest is retired Major General Randy Manner. We're talking about Project 2025. You're listening to Matt Manner on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is
is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave you powerless to come out of this.
I'll face a hurricane without nets. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/overadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Calvin, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Very excited to have our guest join us. Retired Major General Randy Manner is here. He is with a group called National Security Leaders for America, and we're talking about Project 2025. Randy, someone had mentioned, who was on the part of the streams, that they think that you're overreacting and you're being overly dramatic about what the implementation of Project 2025 would mean for American democracy.
I know too wrong.
It's funny.
Don't make a right.
I absolutely know that I'm not overreacting. Something where, because I know, in fact, it's not the idea that I am going to write the propaganda. It's something where I'm experiencing. This is not an exaggeration. What they say is what they are going to do.
Yes.
You don't have to listen to me. You have to listen to them.
It says it right in, as you said, in Project 2025, some executive orders would include eliminating the Department of Education, renaming the Department of Health and Human Services the Department of Life, and a promise to restore the family as the centerpiece of American life.
Help them understand how important it is to talk about these things.
And I'm going to put on the screen again, myvote.wi.gov. You can find out who your representatives are. You can find out where your polling place is. Most importantly, are you registered?
Yes.
If you are not registered, get registered right away. You can order your absentee ballots. But get informed and things like this. This is why we have the Major General on. And, you know, I've just been listening and I've been enjoying the conversation. But thank you so much for being here. Jane, take it over.
Well, and I think, and thank you for that, Greg. And I think, too, the turnout is critical. Turnout in November is going to be critical. And we in Wisconsin, we know we're a battleground state. Last time it only came down to, what, 22,000 votes or something like that. I would like to see such a massive victory that there can be no questions. Tim Scott was on Meet the Press yesterday saying, she asked him, will you accept the results if Donald Trump loses in November? Donald Trump is going to be the president. She asked him six times, will you accept the results if Donald Trump loses? Donald Trump is going to be president.
Are you kidding? Christmas, I will get what I want.
And that's why I think the turnout has, it's critically important. Critically.
Yes. In fact, and Greg, I applaud you for putting out that information for voters and getting ready, quite frankly, because the difference, those people who want to come to the president cannot be convinced otherwise, and that's fine. I'm not trying to talk to them. What we're trying to say is, if you're disillusioned or you're frustrated, you don't really want Trump, you may not want Biden, I'm going to tell you right now, if this is a different situation,
it really is. So talk to your friends and family. Make sure the people that you love are registered to vote. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And it doesn't hurt to check the voter rolls, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. There's still hanky-panky going on with certain groups trying to purge the voter rolls. So I don't think it's a bad idea to check it every once in a while. Yes. Just make sure you're still registered. You can get tossed off there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We would love to have you back, Randy, Major General Randy Manner. He's been our guest. We're talking about Project 2025. I'd like to have you back in a couple of months, and we can revisit and hopefully, again, encourage people to get involved, get informed, and go on and vote. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
News is coming up next when we return. Cell phones, our kids, and weaning ourselves off. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. Like he understood my I don't want to be here face. I felt out of place, but I smelled like beer. But he just shook my hand, said I'm glad you're here. Says we'll all be judged. It's never judgmental. And even though my songs don't belong in no hymn, he quoted my lyrics, slapped me on the back. Said, man, you gotta get it. You like that, dad? Yeah, I know. It sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still don't figure it out, church.
From the center, WRCE. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend colleague Don Alba joins us at 11:06. Dr. Karen Tamirius, a clinical psychiatrist, and how to talk to people we don't agree with. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Don't you wish your wife came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
heads up before something bad happens.
When you lose a record deal, all the perks fade fast. Dealership said we're gonna
need to get
that many
fans back. To change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse pre-diabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Local radio for you and your communities. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.